Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, and Psalm 25. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Word of God for our meditation is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift. As you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us. The congregation in Corinth to which Paul was writing had as many challenges surrounding it as any congregation today. Customs and pagan cults promoted sexually unrestrained, lewd, and lascivious behavior. Today we would call it Sin City. Licentious lifestyles abounded and likely permeated the lives of some of the members. There were also tremendous differences in social standing in the community, and this too divided the body of Christ. Yet to this congregation, to whom the word of the Lord had been proclaimed, Paul says, I give thanks to God always for you. Paul knew the spiritual struggles of this flock, and in general, the lack of love, kindness, and harmony in the church. Paul had every reason to rebuke them strongly, which he would later do in the epistle, but yet he begins with these words of encouragement, giving thanks to God always for them. I recently returned from a trip to El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico, with Pastor Bob Zagor of National Mission and Chief Missions Officer Pastor Kevin Robson, who are here. I've seen a lot of poverty in my 14 years of service in Latin America among the poorest of the poor and 10 years in the inner city, plus my travels these last 7 years in different roles. But what struck me was that Pastor Stevenheimer, in all five locations we visited, kept using the word beautiful. Believe me, there wasn't a lot of beautiful that we put our eyes upon. At Santa Biblia Mission, where two buildings had to be torn down because of the dangerous, decrepit state of their classrooms, comedor, or little dining hall in Humble Chapel, the children and members who remained on that gravel lot gathered in a 20-foot container for shelter. Yet, it was beautiful. In San Lucas, where there were many buildings, but also ransacked by time and even, no doubt, some people breaking in, and the buildings were worn, tired, and broken in many ways, there too, the ministry was beautiful. He then told us about the visitation many times, and his father, Carl, as well, Pastor Carl Eimer, the visitation and the detention centers, the prisons along the border, both of these detention centers and prisons. And yet this, too, is just beautiful. Finally, we had the opportunity to go to the refugee camp on the Mexican side of the border, where we saw about 2,000 people living in makeshift tents, with pools of murky, multicolored, stained, and stinky water all around, people huddling around small campfires where there was smoldering plastic in an attempt to keep warm. There, too, Stephen spoke of a beautiful ministry. In all the overwhelming poverty and need, Stephen appropriately focused on what God was doing there, through the testimony that Paul speaks of, the testimony and the speech of the knowledge of Christ, the testimony in the speech, the word there is logos, the testimony of the logos among these forsaken people, bringing the gospel to children hungry for love is a beautiful thing. Bringing the word to prisoners with no hope of release is a beautiful thing. Singing hymns and proclaiming the gospel and putting the scriptures in the hands of people of many different nations and many different tongues in the prisons and detention centers is a beautiful opportunity. What Stephen saw there was no doubt great need, but what he focused on was thanksgiving for the greater gift, the gift of the word, the testimony, the logos of Christ. The word of forgiveness and citizenship in heaven by grace through what Christ has done for these people and lost and forsaken sinners all around the world. All the ministry of the word to suffering sinners was and ever will be beautiful. So no matter what the circumstances of life, be they poverty, sickness, hunger, imprisonment, persecution, the loss of a loved one, our own aging, our own impending death, our focus on what God does for lost sinners through the power of the gospel is a beautiful thing. And for this reason, Paul could speak positively and lovingly in his opening remarks to the Corinthians, even though no doubt there was a great deal of ugliness with which he would have to deal later on in the epistle. So Paul, we hear again, I always give thanks to God for you because of the grace of God was given you in Christ Jesus. Notice the passive voice. Was given. That in every way you were enriched. Again, passive. Enriched in him in all speech or logos, in all knowledge. Even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed, passive among you. Paul doesn't thank them for what they have done. He doesn't praise them for their own condition. Rather, he says of these sinners who are falling into temptation of all kinds, they have received great gifts and abundant gifts from God. You were given, you were enriched. The testimony about Christ was confirmed among you. Paul thanks God for what God has done in them. And he does it always. That is God. God does it always. For God is faithful. He's always giving, always granting forgiveness and the hope of everlasting life to penitent sinners, no matter our present circumstances. As in Corinth, so in mission ministry around the world, so also in your testimony, in your family, in your vocations, and in your own relationships, God is at work powerfully through the logos, the testimony of the gospel. There the word changes lives with the forgiveness of sin. Changing lives which by the power of the Holy Spirit grasp that forgiveness and look forward to life everlasting, even from makeshift tents to mansions in heaven, no matter what the present circumstances may be. Later, Paul would have to rebuke the members of the church in Corinth with the law. So also we need rebuke and need to come to contrition and repentance daily. For this reason, God sent forth his Son, because of our sin. His birth as Savior among us was so longed for this reason. And this Advent, we in repentance yearn for the celebration of his coming. God's coming in the person of his Son, the promised Messiah, the Logos made flesh, brings peace and mercy to broken, contrite sinners. This gospel of the Son declares the most broken, the most unattractive among us as beautifully guiltless, as Paul closes in verse 9, putting us in fellowship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Prisoners, people in detention, forsaken immigrants or refugees, and yes, even you and I, therefore, always, always with Paul can be giving thanks to God. What a beautiful thing. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.